So I promise you we're going to have another lesson in English grammar. And yes, I used to be an English teacher. So everybody knows the words trade or business, right? We all think we know what that means. Do you know that it occurs how many times in the Internal Revenue Code? Hundreds of times? Somebody counted them once. And there is no definition of what's a trade or business in the code. So we're very fortunate today to have Professor Bradley Borden. Welcome back to UT. Welcome back to Central Texas. Some of you may know Brad started his career in San Antonio. I could tell you all the wonderful books he's written, all the wonderful articles he's written, but it would take us weeks. So I'm just going to let you listen to what Professor Borden has to teach us about the very practical definition of what's a trade or business in the various parts of the Internal Revenue Code. And welcome home, Brad.
Thanks, Maxine. It's obviously wonderful to be here. Great to can you hear it?
No, not well.
Is there a lavalier? Is it better right there?
No,
we can.
Now we can.
All right.
Maybe I just
depends on where I stand.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yes,
that's better. Okay. Anyway, it's great to be here. As Maxine said, I started here. Drove down I-35 almost 25 years ago, Stanley. As a fresh out of law school to start working with Stanley Blend, for Stanley Blend. When I left, he says that he taught me everything I know, and I don't think I've learned anything since. But he said he's going to come back and hopefully learn something today. So I don't know if I can come through on that, Stanley, but it's great to be back and obviously very grateful to him for starting my career and being able to work there. It's absolutely ideal place to start practicing law and wonderful environment and very grateful, Stanley. But so today, yeah, we'll talk about trade or business. It comes up in, as Maxine said, in several places in the Internal Revenue Code. I do a lot with Section 1031. Most of the stuff that's written is Section 1031. That started again with Stanley. I can tell you that story real quickly. I was sitting there as a new associate. I was doing an LLM, had the offer to work for him, asked for what would be a good topic for a research paper. He said, try reverse exchanges, and this is in the fall of 1999. So I ended up doing a paper, LLM thesis on reverse like-kind exchanges, got graduated, IRS published Revenue Procedure 2000-37, and I had something ready to go. That's the safe harbor for reverse exchanges. Sent that article out, that paper out for publication. A couple of journals picked it up and then sort of went from there. And then Stanley walked into my office one day and said, here, Lorman just called. They're looking for someone to talk about Section 1031. I don't like to do for-profit CLE. So he gave it to me and then gave that talk. And from there, I've been involved with Section 1031. So it's going to come up as I speak because I can't speak without talking about it. Trade or business comes up. And then we're seeing transactions that deal with corporations that want to divide. And active trade or business is a big part of that. So that's going to be part of what this presentation is going to cover. Trade or business, generally, we have the Grotzinger case. We covered this in the Fed tax class. Everyone who's taken that is familiar with Grotzinger v. Commissioner. Here, this was someone gambling, and the question was whether the costs to gamble were deductible as a trade or business, and the court says that the person was involved with it in the activity with continuity and regularity. The primary purpose for engaging in the activity must be for income or profit. So that's the general definition of trade or business, and this is for Section 162 purposes. There are other cases out there that say that certain types of activities with respect to investing don't rise to the level of Section 162 or don't rise to a sufficient level to qualify for trade or business under Section 162. If it doesn't qualify for trade or business under Section 162, then we can look at 212, determine whether it's an investment. So we're talking, the issue comes up, talking about whether it's a trade or business or an investment. And I guess that's important, mainly for where it's deductible on tax return. Trade or business versus a capital asset, 1231 versus 1221 property. Trade or business versus dealer in property. Here we're looking at 1221A1, whether the property is held primarily for sale to customers in the ordinary course of trade or business when we're talking about real property.